brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Studio with us, and we're talking about the biggest issue out there. What is the technocratic architecture of the technocracy that the globalists admit they're building? And every book they've written, every publication, every transcript, it's just nightmare how there will be world government by 2020. There will not even be families, men or women anymore. You will merge or you will not be part of the collective. We might let you live in ghettos. And then you see Planned-opolis videos. They show kids in Britain where it shows that future. I mean, it is a prison planet. That's why I call it prisonplanet.com. Doc, we're going to go to break. This is a short kind of no man's land segment. But what are you going to be covering throughout the rest of the hour before we take calls?
Well, I want to talk about the fight that we've mounted in San Antonio against the radio tracking beacons around children's necks. That's got to be one of the worst things that I've seen.
So we'll cover that next, and also what's coming up in D.C.
Talking about what's going on in D.C., the coalition that's been put together to fight back against that. And I've also got some news from StartPage, and we've got good stuff going on.
And I want to get also into just some of the other technologies coming in.
There are a lot of them. And I think what I'm seeing now is the convergence of not just the technology, but the mindset. Because I'm sure you have listeners right now listening to this program who, if I told them, hey, listen, your cell phone is tracking you, they would say, yeah, well, you know, what can we do? It is what it is. You know, so even people who know, who love liberty, even people who know what's coming, even people who want to fight it, are starting to feel that there's really nothing we can do about it. That it's
they think
like
there's a power into just saying so what.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfectly put. There's almost a sense of empowerment of, I'm not going to let it scare me, I'm just going to accept it. And I think that
I'm not going to let it scare me that the GMO kills mammals that eat it. Here, 2-year-old, my son, have the food.
Yeah, it's playing right into the
hands. Your 10-year-old has cancer. Well, that's it. Yeah. And then all the crying and all the, I'll go on a jog to get the cure. No, they killed your son. They killed your daughter. And then now you're going to go jog to collect money for them.
Yeah, so it does play directly into that. And you were asking about what is it that's causing all the breast cancer. I think it's also the same thing that's causing all the gender confusion. Because when you have all these estrogenics in the food, in the pesticides, in the genetically modified stuff, then you wind up with gender confusion. You wind up with it like this guy in Japan who removed his own genitalia and served it in a banquet because he didn't want to identify with being male or female. He just wanted to chop it off.
Well, look at Japan. It has like 1.2 kids for every adult, for every two men and women. And now the new chic thing is adult diapers because it's so trendy to poop your pants. I'm sorry to say that in front of a lady, but
Japan is a very odd place.
Did you see that record? Adult diapers now outstrip child.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then I saw it, thought, oh, that's an old population. And no, it says in the Bloomberg article that it's like really trendy.
Yeah, and Japan has a lot of perversity behind the scenes. I actually studied Japanese for 2 years in school. And I spent some time over in Japan in Tokyo, and I had a horrific experience when I was in Japan. I was in a bathroom stall at a train station, and someone, my boyfriend was outside, and saw a drunken guy wander into the bathroom. This guy jumped up over the stall with a camera and took a photo of me and then ran out. And that... You can buy publications available on the street corners of magazines full of that kind of sick thing. And you think now, this was years ago, you think now, what could they do with today's technology in Japan? What could they do with today's technology anywhere? They could have those cameras hidden in anything.
Well, the court ruled that public schools can watch your kids undress with laptops at home.
Well, and
I mean, that's totally illegal.
And Big Brother Watch just finished telling us that over in England now they're finding that the schools are installing video cameras in the changing rooms and in the bathroom stalls.
And they tell the kids also thumbprint like 007 in biometrics. Don't tell mommy and daddy. You're now 007.
Yeah.
It's all about breaking that, you know, the family. Your family's not your family. The state is.
And that's what Hitler did, of course. He said, I don't care about you guys. I want your kids. It's your kids I want. It's their kids I want.
I remember 12 years ago when I caught bribes, or 13 years ago at the Capitol, the head of the group said, we don't care. We'll get your guns. We've got your kids. To the newspaper. We've got your kids. I mean, these are evil degenerates. We've got your kids. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. Or heartandbody.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Escape from the technocracy. Escape from the new world order. For me, when I realized there's a scientific group of authoritarians wanting to take over the planet, I learned this 20 years ago, I was like, I want to fight these people. And look what I've been able to do, and I'm just an average person. But it's a normal response for a man or a woman learning that a horrible world's being created to want to change that. And I think it's the difference between being a spectator and being someone active in the world. And Catherine, we were talking during the break about people that think it's winning to just give in. And that is not the case. Now, there's a bunch of stuff we're going to get into. The coalition you're forming to fight the RFIDing of the kids in school with the tracker systems. We're going to take phone calls. We're going to get into a host of other really important issues. But you said you wanted to talk about Piers Morgan.
I did, actually. And, you know, a lot of people have said, well, what in the world happened when Alex Jones went on Piers Morgan? And I said, probably one of the most powerful things that's ever occurred. And let me tell you why. Because, Alex, the people that were fighting, they don't respond to us showing a belly and rolling over and saying, oh, yes, I'm defenseless. They respond to being afraid. So, you know, it's the same idea. When the people fear their government, we have, when people fear their government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. When I saw you on Piers Morgan, you know what I thought of? I thought of Afghanistan. And let me tell you why. When the U.S., I protested this war, when the U.S. decided to go into Afghanistan, I'm no military strategist. I knew that was going to be idiotic. Why? Because everybody who has ever tangled with Afghanistan has absolutely gotten their butt kicked. Everybody. So the Soviets went in with all of their Cold War technology, couldn't touch Afghanistan. Everybody who's gone in there has gotten absolutely reamed, and we're getting reamed over there, too. Those people are tough. They're bad, as in badass.
Well, they just won't give up.
Yes, and so when you know that if you tangle with them, you're going to get in trouble, and it's not going to come out well for you. And that was exactly the sense that I had with you and Piers Morgan, was that the people who want to take away our guns, who want to take away my gun, I own guns, those people, taking a look at you, are going to say, you know what? I don't know if it's going to be safe to try to take those guns away. So I want to thank you, and I'm no big fan of the people of Afghanistan. I mean, I actually do admire their moxie,
sure.
Admire their ability to fight back. I admire their tenacity, but I have to say that there are some certain people you don't want to tangle with.
Well, you're nice to say that. I mean, the Lord works in mysterious ways. It's been said. They begged me to go up there. I said, okay, I'll do it in studio. That way they couldn't cut me off and stuff. And I just so happened to get sick that day going and was hacking and coughing and had a stomach ache. And, you know, I didn't want to get into it on air, but, you know, threw up a little bit. And that's why I blew up at the TSA, because when I get sick and I'm made to get up out of a bed, I'm in a bad mood. And then I blew up at him because he was sniveling. I know he wants my guns on record, acting like he doesn't. Oh, we're just being reasonable. Mm. I'm like, look, you want my guns, it's going to cause a civil war. Mm. Because it is going to cause a civil war. And I've had sheriffs and police chiefs and internal West Point documents that are now out say there'll be a civil war. There will be. So don't act like there's not going to be a civil war. And listen, Piers, when the civil war starts, you're an enemy redcoat. So I was there just saying, look, stop playing games here. I know. And I was intending to say it nicer, but because I was sick, And I guess it was a scene, me and they're sweating and all the rest of it. I think it did get the message. And notice they said, oh, it was discrediting for us. No, they want us in a coma. And I'm not just putting perfume on a pig. This resonated, and that's why they said they won't have me back on, because I ran back into him in Houston and his producers. I went down there to cover it when he was down there a few weeks ago. They said, oh, we gave you too much attention. We're not doing it. No, that event got a lot of attention and had people go at first because they're in a coma. They're in a trance. Oh, my gosh, that's so mean-sounding. That's so angry. That guy. But then I said, America, why are you upset by somebody saying, don't take my rights, when Paul Revere didn't just yell? He said, get your guns and kill people. And oh, he's a founding father. I'm just saying, hey, watch it, buddy. Don't you try to take our Second Amendment. How do we get so gelded, so conditioned that was alien? And so at first it was uncomfortable to get woken up from a sleep. But then people went, like a day later, including family, wait, this makes perfect sense. So it was almost a trance-breaking thing. And a lot of media analysts I talked to, and also some people like Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins, sent me a text right after it, and he said, you just broke the trance. And he's a really smart guy. But I heard that from other media analysts, you name it. They said, no, it was a famous event in American TV history, because it was almost like Howard Beale getting off script. But anyways, I'm ranting.
I agree entirely. And, you know, it kind of gets back to what I was saying about after cancer. I just say what I know. You know, I'm sure a lot of people watched that, and they didn't like you very much. And you know what? They shouldn't. The people who want to take away our guns shouldn't like us. They should be afraid of us. They should be uncomfortable in our presence. They should bow and kneel before us because they're our servants. And I actually, as a woman, I'm in no position to get out there and yell in their faces. That's not my role. That's not who I am or how I am. But I got to tell you, I am very glad that you are standing between me and them.
Well, you're very sweet, but as a woman, you're out there fighting the globalists really hard. My only issue is it is men's main job to stand up to usurpers, and men aren't doing that. It is a usurpation.
Amen.
Our ancestors started a war with the greatest empire the world had ever seen that lasted 6 years and killed hundreds of thousands over this.
Amen. And it is the role of real men. And that's one of the reasons why you can't even buy a sandwich down the street without there being soybean oil in the mayonnaise. Because what does soy do? We have study after study after study showing that it emasculates men. It reduces testosterone levels. One of the reasons why in the prisons they feed soy to the prison inmates is because it makes them docile. It turns them into domesticated.
I heard the guest you had about the medical problems it's causing.
Immense. Incredible. That was Sally Fallon from Nurturing Traditions. She's actually got a lawsuit against, I believe, the Ohio prison system because they're feeding those prison inmates up to 70 grams of protein, soy protein, a day. And it's destroying their health. It's giving them leaky gut syndrome, holes in their stomach. They've got chronic health problems, joint issues, you name it. And it's not only that, but the real issue, the real reason they're feeding everybody soy is because they want to emasculate the men.
Well, the social engineers call us animals, and we're like wild pigs to them that they're feeding poison to. And then we just run up and do it, and we run off, and you know, we know the system's bad, but we still come up and eat their food, and, you know, while we're looking around like a pig. I mean, think about that. We got scientists writing white papers about how we're animals and how they're poisoning us.
Yeah.
I mean, I have John P. Holdren's book right there. I mean, that's war. He should be in prison.
You know, there's a guy named Dwayne Andreas who was featured in the movie The Informant a couple years back. And Dwayne Andreas is the head of Archer Daniels Midland. You know, you always hear they fund NPR and you hear their names all the time. Dwayne Andreas is known as the Soybean King because he took soy, which was not a human food. In fact, people didn't even feed it to their animals because it was toxic. It was silage. They used it just for the hay. And he turned soy into a human food by flying all over the world. He's known, if you look him up on Wikipedia, Dwayne Andreas is known as the number one political donor in all of history of the 20th century. He has like a life-size bronze statue of Ronald Reagan to get Ronald Reagan on board. He traveled and visited with Castro and visited with the Kremlin and went behind the Iron Curtain all through the 60s, 70s, and 80s and got all of those countries to introduce soybean oil as the key number one oil being consumed.
And that was the dream of Henry Ford, who was a eugenicist.
Well, prior to that, and you can look this up, they couldn't give it away. They could not give it away. Soybean oil is used for making paint. It was not food. It's never been food. But what they discovered is that if they could take this soybean oil, which can be cheaply produced, and get it out in mass to the people, obviously, it starts having a huge impact on fertility. I blogged about this. They've done studies where boys exposed to soy, the little tubules that do all the stuff, the testosterone and all of that, they don't form properly. So that's why we're seeing these hamsters. If you feed them soy, their testicles shrivel up after three generations, and they are infertile. They literally can't procreate.
And they have hair on their tongues.
And they do.
And giant tumors.
Absolutely.
But that's loving.
Well, you know, and the women, they have difficulty bringing their babies to full term. So this is the baby hamsters. I'm sure it's happening to women as well. And so what are we seeing? This huge explosion of gender confusion.
And now they're saying you shouldn't be able to eat beef or poultry. Go to soy. It's humane.
Yes.
And the school lunch programs, you know, Michelle Obama, eat your soy.
Yeah. And it's genetically modified in the first place. But even if you eat organic soy, it's not good for you. It's one of the most highly estrogenic things you can eat. Sally Fallon has some amazing research up on her website, points to studies that show that if you feed a baby an infant soy formula, that baby is receiving as much hormone as if you were giving that baby a birth control pill. That's immense amounts.
Totally fries them. Well, listen, I look at photos of people in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. They look totally different. I was reading where people even eat less calories today than they used to 50 years ago, but it's about cut calories now instead of like, what are the calories?
Exactly.
And it's never, why is everybody getting breast cancer? It's find the cure. Because they're doing it to us. I mean, they allow McDonald's to feed us plastic in the chicken McNuggets, silicone.
And now aspartame in the milk, you know, it's
and not tell us.
And what's even more interesting is, why is there this pathological desire? I know here in Austin, they just had a hearing this morning on the organic milk issue, the raw milk issue. Why are they so pathologically determined to ensure that we don't have alternatives?
Because it's a superfood.
To make sure that we cannot go out onto our own property. It's going to come to the point, I guarantee you, Alex, where you're going to need a permit to put a seed in the ground.
Oh, no, they're already trying it in all over the country.
Where you're not going to be able to grow your own food, your own garden, you're not going to be used.
Well, Monsanto wants that. They just sued 400 more farmers where their stuff infects you. You have a record of the seeds you bought, not from them. They can go find where, you know, plants aren't one daddy, one mommy. If it's 1% a Monsanto plant from pollen that blew in, the court rules that they run. And now they're saying, how about everyone just has to get inspected or licensed to grow anything?
Yeah.
What will we not put up with?
Invasive species. There are now regulations about transporting seeds across state lines because you might transport in some invasive species. They now have satellite programs that, based on the color of the crops, can identify whether it's...
Oh, yeah. They're already using the drones and the former NSA spy satellites to watch us. And the exactly, it's hell on earth.
You know, I interviewed Noah Hutchins from Southwest Radio Ministries. He's like 90, 95.
I've been on his show, yeah, great.
He's amazing. He's still doing a show all these years. Interview him and ask him about his experience during the Great Depression. He was 16 years old flying an airplane, surveilling over farmers' lands to make sure they weren't planting crops.
I want Noah Hutchins on.
Destroy it.
Southwest Radio Ministries, I've been on there a couple times. In fact, the times I came on, I was so tired, I just kind of ranted the whole time. You know, I rant when I'm tired. It's like a crutch. But, yeah, Southwest Radio Manager, I want Noah Hutchins. That is a living legend right there. I want him on the show. Catherine, stay there. We're going to come back with more news and phone calls.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, packs and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Noah Hutchins story, one of the first people to ever surveil an aircraft in the U.S., and now he exposes it, 90 years old. But you also mentioned this, and here's the Wall Street Journal for radio listeners, how the insurer knows you just stocked up on ice cream and beer. And we told you this, under the socialist health care written by the insurance companies, fascist profit, but socialist control over you, they will know everything you eat, everything you do off the store loyalty cards, or even off the credit card with a data mining tied to your name. And, Catherine, I talked about this. You talked about this more than a decade ago. And now they're just flaunting that what you buy is given to your insurance company. No judge, no jury, no contract you sign. That's why they get so mad when you pay with cash. But we'll get to that. First, get into the Noah Hutchinson story, and then I'll give the number out.
Yeah, so Noah Hutchins, during the Great Depression, he was, I think he was 15 or 16, and everybody needed a job, so he lied about his age. He tells this story, which I think is interesting, because now you never get away with this, but he lied about his age and got a job flying aircraft and going out to all of the farmers' lands to ensure that they weren't planting crops. So when this was an era, and it still blows my mind to this day, that they were burning hundreds of thousands of bushels of corn and wheat and things that farmers had grown in an effort to try to create a shortage to drive the price up. And one of the things that they would do is they would say, if you agree to let your land lie fallow, not plant anything, we'll pay you X amount per acre to plant nothing. And so some of the farmers said, well, forget that. It's my land. I want to grow crops, at least for my own family. And Noah's job back then, which he now regrets, he can tell you the story, but this is back in, the 1930s, is he would drive out in a pickup truck to these properties. And what the farmers would meet him with a shotgun at the gate, said, you can't come on the property. And said, well, I'm with the government. I've got to inspect to see if you're growing food. And they would say, no, you can't come on the property. So then they put him in an airplane, and he would fly. Literally, the very first aerial surveillance used by the government in this country was used to see if people were growing food on their own property. You can tell the story. It's amazing.
And that's what they're doing now, this whole police state control grid, the Pentagon, Northcom, is, you know, we have an old family ranch. We don't even really hunt on it much. But, you know, every once in a while, at the first day of deer season, if you happen to be there, you know, the game warden will pull in or whatever. And now it's just like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 people will show up and just start demanding, get in that truck, get in that, you know, we don't need warrants, we're God, we're under a federal task force. And it's, but meanwhile, the borders are wide open, the government's shipping in the drugs, but it's all about government, like, bugging their eyes out at you, like, it's our country now, boy.
And the idea now is, how many places can you put the eyeballs? So we've already got the satellite imagery watching you. Now we've got the drones that can fly over. We've got the, you know, little dragonflies with a camera in their nose that can fly around your property. And eventually they want to do these antenna trees and put surveillance devices on literally everything in your property.
To read the smart dust.
Yeah. There's,
and then bathe everything in RF.
Yes. And there is, we actually saw when we were researching spy chips, Liz and I came across a plan to put an RFID tag in every single tree on Earth. They actually calculated the number of saplings that come up out of seeds every year across the entire planet and calculated how feasible it would be to track every single...
And then have us pay for it.
Well, of course.
I mean, that's the great part, is you work to put all the extra tech in the iPhone or the robot attached to the side of your house called a smart meter that's breaking into everything, tracking you, and then admitting it's doing it.
Well, and let's talk about payment here, because I want to tie this back to San Antonio, where I was just down yesterday. We met for a couple of hours with the vendor that's producing these radio tracking beacons around kids' necks, and he was boasting, well, we use this down in the Spring Independent School District down in, you know, Houston, and we saved them $1 million.
That's like saying, well, there was slavery before. I mean, there's lots of slaves in Angola. Well, we're going back to slavery.
Well, this idea that they've saved $1 million in missed attendance over the last 4 years, and then he turns around and in almost the same breath he says, and the city of San Antonio, this district is investing $13 million in surveillance cameras. And I said, hang on a second, so you're tracking kids So you can save $1 million in lost attendance money, and then you're turning around and spending $13 million on surveillance cameras. So where is the money coming from? And what is the money being used for? Do we really need $13 million worth of surveillance cameras in one tiny district in San Antonio? So all that justification, this immense amount of money that gets spent.
By the way, those cameras are Department of Defense paid for, our money again, that scans with a smart computer how much calories you eat off the apple, and it's watching what the kids eat. I mean, this is beyond 1984.
Yeah, and what the vendor was telling us, a company called Wade Garcia that put this program together down there, they were actually telling us that they've gotten inquiries from schools that want to have GPS trackers on the kids and want to be able to track them when they go home at night. Actually want to track them off the campus. He was saying one of these administrators says, I can't sleep at night thinking that when the kids get off the bus, they've got to walk home. We need to have GPS. You've got to make it more affordable.
Well, and they need to then say the kid was out too long so CPS can come take your kid.
Yeah. There's a million things you can do once you track them home.
Here's the toll-free number, folks, 800-259-9231 for questions for Dr. Catherine Albrecht and myself, Alex Jones, 800-259-9231, specifically on the Technotronic takeover.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends tomorrow at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around to the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock. Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Stephen Giannakis, the retired top general, is working with Mayor Bloomberg on how the military can be used to confiscate our guns. You know, I thought, hey, I haven't hit refresh on Infowars.com in about 45 minutes talking to Dr. Catherine Albrecht here in studio with us in Austin, Texas. I better hit refresh. And during the break, I hit refresh, and during the break, I watched some of the video we're downloading right now. We'll have after we take some calls. This is kind of a, you know, emergency. They've got counties all over going, we'll just take guns during any storm or problem, just like Katrina. And now retired general tells Biden military can help with gun control agenda. Feinstein again promises to press the case for disarming the American people. We have the memo from the Justice Department saying ban all the guns and turn them in. And the communist Chinese, I forgot to mention this yesterday when Michael Savage was on, because his premise is that's who uses the muscle. They said the People's Daily twice, wage a war against your gun owners. That's a quote. We're ready to help. And by the way, we own your debt. So step and fetch. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, punch this up for folks. Retired general tells Biden military can help with gun control agenda. Yep, the big red one can come to your town and kill your mommy and your daddy. Because you know the extremists aren't Al-Qaeda now. It's the gun-owning conservative libertarian. Look at Feinstein. I made over $100 million when I went to the Senate off $175,000 a year. Yeah, if you believe that, then I got a bridge I'll sell you. So amazing, amazing that that story's been out. I haven't even covered that. That is just incredible. We'll get back to more of that here in just a moment. New York 7-round law bans most firearms. Eyewitness, yes to the Nazis, did confiscate guns. The media is denying that says Hitler was pro-gun, even though it's on record he wasn't. It's just incredible lies. Just like, did you see where Robert Gibbs, Catherine, was told, now the drone program is public and admitted, all the world killing people, but you're to say it doesn't exist. And he said, yeah, but that didn't make sense. But it was the Karl Rovian idea of just say there is no RFID. There is no cancer increase. There is no new world order. Well, wait, you just announced it. And I had the Nightline host, the ABC Nightly News host, go, that's a different world government. I mean, it's like they've gotten to the point where it's a learned, what do you call that psychologically?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really sure, but if you give people who don't want to know, if you give them somebody to point to and say, see, they said it's not true, then you let people kind of hide. And I think that's really what it's about. They know, if you're paying attention, you know they're absolutely lying. But then you go and you talk to your mother-in-law or you talk to, you know, your brother-in-law, and they say, you're full of it. Look, this expert just finished saying it's not.
Yeah, they don't respect you. They respect the expert they don't know.
Yeah, which is, I think the purpose of that outright propaganda that you can see through like a transparent, you know, sheet of saran wrap, the reason for it is that there are people who will cling to it no matter how ridiculous it is.
Because they're in denial because they're scared.
Yeah. Yeah, and they want.
So it's like, no, the world is round. They're like, nope, Robert Gibbs said in this document it is flat and that there's Candy Rock Mountains at the end of it.
That's right. So that's why it works. So if you ever wonder, why would they say something so obviously false? Like, do they think we're stupid? And the reality is they it's not that they think we're stupid. It's that they know that there are people who will cling to that and use it to tell you to shut up.
Well, and it's also an acclimator where you just get used to them just pushing bizarre baloney.
Yeah. It is too, right? And you get to the point where we're really becoming overwhelmed, I think, with so many different voices.
When I first interviewed you, and we're going to go to calls, in 2001, when you were first, you know, you were in Harvard at the time or whatever, you were fighting the loyalty cards, and you got into RFID,
right.
And you said they're using it to track and do all this. They'll use it for your health insurance under socialist health care. And now let me punch it up for viewers out there. Voila! How the insurer knows you just stocked up on ice cream and beer, the exact examples I used years ago was ice cream and beer, to now increase your insurance because they say that's bad for you, even though most studies show a couple beers actually relaxes you. I mean, you can argue it gets extreme and gets abused, sure. Or who's to say you can't go run 5 miles and have some ice cream? This is the nanny state, and now Bloomberg says what you'll eat. Michelle Obama says what you'll eat. I mean, these people are incredible.
I got to say, back in 1999 when I founded Caspian and we put up the nocards.org website, which is ancient now and hasn't been updated, but it's historically still there, nocards.org. Back when I put that website together, the concern was that we are registering our purchases. So whenever you scan a supermarket card, you are registering your food. And the reason that we all resist the registration of guns is because we understand first they register, then they regulate, then they restrict, then they confiscate. And the same is true for food. First they register, which is what these supermarket cards are. Then they will begin to restrict and regulate, and then they will begin to confiscate. So
look at this. It even says that the employers get into the files and get to know what you're eating now.
Yeah.
Because, oh, the fun is everyone gets to be a Stasi spy.
Yeah.
I mean, holy crap. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So the idea here is that you will be told when you get to the supermarket, and there are people talking about this, that when you put that pound of butter in there and you scan your frequent shopper card, which will at some point, I believe, become mandatory, they'll say, no, I'm sorry. You've already had your monthly quota of butter. You can't have that butter. You're going to have to put that back and get.
And by the way, the top environmental groups say, oh, with all this now, we will ration what you eat.
Absolutely.
That's in the Plandopolis videos for kids where you get meat on your birthday.
Absolutely.
I mean, the smart grid is the death grid, is the slave grid. And does anyone listening out there really want to be part of this?
Yeah, so this whole idea of sharing this information with health insurers, you know, I first revealed this in 2004, where I found out that Stop and Shop, our biggest chain in New England, was actually sharing shopper card information with health insurance companies.
They're selling it.
In that case, they said, well, because I asked them, I was in a meeting, and I asked the VP of technology, why are you doing this? Why are you collecting all this information? Why are you converting it into nutritional health records? They now have programs where everything they scan, they instantly add all the calories, all the, you know, every ingredient. It all gets tallied up for your individual profile. And I said, why are you doing that? He said, well, we hope to recoup some of the money we've spent by sharing that information with HMOs. And they can use it to raise your rates, cancel your policy. And once we get into Obamacare, this is where this gets really frightening. Once we hit Obamacare, and I'm paying for your health insurance, and that guy over there is health insurance, and he's paying for mine, then it's going to be an argument that...
Oh, they already do it. They go...
Because that guy's eating the wrong food.
No. That's the collectivist model. Now it doesn't matter that you pay for your own plan. Now, oh, everyone gets to decide because we're all together. It's the equivalent of having everyone in the world living in your house.
Yeah.
No privacy, no nothing. Every control freak over you. A bunch of ninnies bossing each other. But then never any concern in what we're eating with the HMOs. They're not worried about aspartame, GMO. It's all about the calories.
The calories, and, you know, there are people in that world who are sincere and really do want to see people be healthy.
Useful idiots.
Yeah, but the underlying issue is going to be an issue of we have unthinkingly allowed the creation of a food registration network. It's global. In Jamaica, they have frequent shopper cards. In Czechoslovakia, they have them. In South Korea, they have them. Everywhere you go in the globe now, there is software installed at the cash register.
And they push you to get them everywhere. They push them everywhere. Explain just in a nutshell before we go to calls the scam in them. Why they started them.
Yeah, well, they started them for two reasons. One was to collect your data so they'd know everything you bought so that they could follow your household and make sure that you don't get coupons for the things you buy. So, you know, I remember back when I was a little girl, my mom would clip coupons for the stuff we bought. We had a cat, so she'd clip Nine Lives coupons. Well, what the industry now says is we want to make sure that you never again get a coupon for anything you buy because you're going to buy it anyway. Why would we give you a discount?
So they know you, and then even the mailing list, or they have actuaries on everybody. And this is admitted. It's all a way to screw you.
Yeah, so, and especially in that marketing sense. So now you get a coupon for Friskies. And then they sit back and see if you actually cash it in, if you actually used it. And then they can say, well, look, we moved 15% of people over to this other brand. So it's all a plan. Even the RFID fridge. The Procter & Gamble had an internal document that we found in Spy Chips. Procter & Gamble said, we want to hook up your fridge, your smart refrigerator, to your television cable network. So when you remove the last can of Coke, your TV runs an ad for Pepsi.
And that was like 10 years ago.
Yes. And
but see, now that's what they admit they're doing.
It's all actually occurring.
It is a master technocratic prison planet takeover.
Everything that we predicted in Spy Chips, and I would encourage people, it's like G. Edward Griffin's book on...
The Federal Reserve.
Thank you. Everything that we wrote about in there in 2006, it's all happening today. It's all coming.
And again, to everybody in the system... so many, there's different types. There's not just those in denial or those that accept it. Then there's bureaucrat types that go, yeah, I know it's happening. You don't like it, do you? They're like a little kid imagining their Batman. They're imagining they're a winner and they're part of it when the system's attacking them.
Oh, yeah.
It's a system that wants you dead, idiots. You're not part of the winning team. You either join humanity and wake up and get your butt right with God, or you join the devil. Because, listen, if even if you don't believe in the devil, this might as well be the devil. Okay, even if the devil isn't physically or spiritually real, the New World Order is the worst of the worst. It is the devil. You understand, it's kind of like Ray Kurzweil says, I don't believe in God yet. He believes he's going to become God and merge with the computer as the head of Google's head of technology. And you can laugh. This guy's running your life and mine, too. Okay, listen, even if you don't believe in the devil believes in you, and I'll take his thing and turn it back. Ray Kurzweil doesn't believe in God. He believes in the devil and believes he will become the devil. They believe they're building God, but they're really building the devil. Even if you're an atheist, can you get this in your head? Could humans build something that acted like the devil and took over and did horrible things? A global control grid that wants to kill you. That's the devil. Kill, steal, and destroy. So they're building the devil. They're building the devil. The devil's real, folks. They're building the devil. I mean, isn't that a revelation?
I think it is. And you know who got it? Tolkien got it. You know, you think about the Lord of the Rings.
The Ring of Power.
Right. They were building it so that Sauron could occupy it. You know, many people throughout history have understood this, that humanity will build something. And once that something is built, then the evil consciousness will then embody itself into it and then enslave humanity.
Well, that's how it's always worked.
Absolutely. It is.
Tell Sauron, build me an army.
Yeah.
You know, worthy of Mordor.
Yeah. So
the power of Isengard is at your command.
You do that well. So, yes, it is definitely coming. And, you know, to get back to the Titanic analogy, we've got to tell people to get in a lifeboat. And as far as I'm concerned, that lifeboat, the only thing that's going to save you is that saving blood of Jesus Christ. That's it. Because everything else, I mean, this thing wants our blood. It wants to eat us. The Bible tells us it comes to destroy and devour, eat, consume. That's the reason why on battlefields. That's why
the high priest, blood. The high priest, it says the magicians of Babylon, you pull the quotes up, trafficked in the souls of men.
Yeah.
That's what they want, is your soul. They want to know what you're into, and they want to manipulate what you're into.
No.
I mean, they want your soul.
Well, that gets me to Google, knowing what you're into and manipulating it. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things, I don't know if you're familiar with the filter bubble.
Yes.
But this idea that Google...
It decides what you want now, but not really that. Then it can distort that.
Yes. And it creates this notion, you ever have the feeling, and I'm sure your listeners have this feeling, that how could everybody not know this, that, and the other? You know, you look something up, and your first 10 search results tell you exactly this, that you're...
They are compartmentalizing, just like Romans compartmentalized Rome into 9 different ethnic groups to control them. So we're being compartmentalized.
We are.
Segregated.
We are. And what it does is, those of us who are in the know of a certain kind of information, we find that every time we do a search on Google, we get more of that same information. And that causes us to become more and more incensed, more and more angry, and more, in a way, isolated. Because if you go out and you look at what your brother-in-law gets when he searches for the exact same thing on Google, he'll get a whole set of links that have nothing to do with
it. It's giving him the reality he wants.
Yeah, so if we look up Monsanto based, well, I don't use Google, so it won't happen to me, but if somebody who uses Google regularly and listens to your show and looks up this kind of stuff, looks up Monsanto, they'll get Monsanto lawsuit and GMO damage and dead hamsters and all of that. But if somebody else looks up Monsanto, they'll get Monsanto stock values, Monsanto contributing to the betterment of Africa, Monsanto working with Bill Gates to do good things. So it's a different reality that we're seeing. And so when we wonder, why are they not waking up? It's because when we tell them things and they try to look them up, they get different answers.
That's right, because it already profiled what was keeping them in the matrix.
Yes.
And so they want us to think we're out there winning, putting us in our own matrix, but then it's worse than that. And David and I actually got shots of this. We have a bunch of YouTube channels, all total. It's like 600 million views, our channels and fan channels, but one of them got up to 300 million. And I saw a couple months ago, it hit right at 300 million. And then I saw it at like 390. I thought, I'm busy, whatever. And then at 380 million. And then 370 million. And they're just taking our views away. And I went and looked it up, and I already knew the reason. They're gaming it, taking Sony's views away and stuff, so I have to pay them. But they're doing it across the board with the algorithm, even though we're not monetized. They don't get my little joke, is that we don't take their ads. But it doesn't matter. We don't have gamed views. But they just took 30 million views, and now it's more every day. Mm-hmm. And then people that were already in our network, they all still get the subscription. But I talk to new people that subscribe, or people who just woke up, they don't get the subscription.
Ah.
I mean, this is, I mean, think of how this is war gamed.
It is.
I said we go to calls, but.
And, well, one last thing I do want to say is I'm not sure how much longer we're going to be able to rely on the Internet in its present form.
Oh, they're already, they said they're killing the old web.
Page. And when you're talking about getting the word out, I did want to mention up in New Hampshire where I live, way up in the middle of nowhere, I was driving on a very lonely road, and then I headed onto a freeway, and I'm heading up in northern New Hampshire, and there goes two cars with InfoWars bumper stickers. And then 2 days later, I was in Amherst, New Hampshire, very conservative, very low-key community, and on the stop sign, someone had put an InfoWars sticker right across the stop sign. So you're getting the word out in ways that don't rely on Google reporting back or on YouTube reporting back, but on actual people doing tangible, actual things, and we can more of that.
Well, here's how I like in Google, since you use the Lord of the Rings. That's why I talked about Sauron and Gandalf. They, and if you really read it, he was a genius, Tolkien, because what they are is that they're really angels in men's form. But Sauron's an evil, he's an angel that's decided to join Lucifer, or Morgoth, who is then Sauron. But if you actually read the lore of it, it's really interesting, because the guy was a linguist and studied ancient religions and stuff. So that's what he was kind of inculcating, a Christian mythos into this larger thing. He was a Christian. But the issue is he goes in and he says, you know, where'd you get this crystal ball? That's dangerous. Those see both ways.
Yeah.
And Gandalf touches it and sees Sauron looking at him. Even though it had a cloth over it.
Like your TV now, right?
It's your TV. It's seeing both ways. So Google, but see, you're just seeing what you're looking for. Google's tying it into everything.
Yeah.
And so you are literally, that is a spider eye and a compound eye.
Beautiful way of putting it.
Of Lucifer. You are literally engaging Lucifer.
That is a brilliant way of putting it.
No, it is. You're giving Lucifer where you're going, what you're doing, everything you stand for. You are in a chamber with Lucifer looking right at you.
Yeah, so I guess you could think of Star Page then.
It's a real crystal ball. Did you know before I looked it up, I knew they called it a crystal ball. I had this epiphany about 7 years ago, and I looked it up and found white papers with Google scientists, MIT, saying it will be a crystal ball where they can see the future in mass movements. And it turned out they have built crystal balls. That's what this is an interface to a crystal ball. But I'm only looking in from one position. It is networked into everything. Like you said, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. We're going to do overdrive. How's that sound?
All right.
Never let you get any rest. Then you got to do the nightly news. We're going to wear Catherine Albrecht out. Your call's coming up. Stay with us.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. And as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
That's up at Drudge, drudgereport.com. And they already release illegal aliens all the time. It just shows how the globalists want open borders to bring people in politically, to drive down wages, and to then see themselves allied with the government when the government just wants to bring the country down to consolidate power. Dr. Catherine Albrecht's our guest. People have been patient holding. I'm going to go to Keith, and then I'm going to go to Mike, Steve, Julius, and Mark. It's probably all the time we have. Real quick comment and question. Keith in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I used to live in Lancaster, PA, about 4 years ago, and they had the largest number of cameras in the streets per population. And when people tried to protest against this, the two things we found out were that there were no Christians who attended the meetings, and the lawyers told us that you can't have any right of public expectancy of privacy in public.
Catherine's audio headpiece isn't working for some reason, but we'll try to get that hooked. Yeah, it just got unplugged when she got up and left. We got to watch that when people get up and down. We just go through the same issue every time people are live. I think we got a headset with guests or something because this is like Groundhog Day. But that's basically the question. I mean, what is your overall point on that front, sir?
My point is that when I lived in a community that actually had the cameras everywhere, and you could walk from one end of town to the other and you were being watched on a camera, the conservative Christians didn't have anything to do with protesting against it. They just refused to do anything. And the only
Well, that's because their churches are totally run by government agents. It's called clergy response teams. Thank you for the call, sir. Great point. What's your take on the mainline Christian church just saying, hey, take chips, cameras, take forced shots, everything's wonderful, forced abortion, it's all good? Because we're all going to be teleported out of here with a rapture.
Yeah, you know, that's funny because when we were protesting, I did a prayer vigil outside of the Alzheimer's facility where they were chipping the Alzheimer's patients, actually sticking it into the arms of grandma. They had 200 people that they were chipping. And I tried to find a local church in West Palm Beach, Florida that would have somebody come out and join me and lead the prayer. And I called church after, I got the phone book, and I called church after church after church. And they all said, either, we think that's a great idea. Why would you oppose that?
They're of the devil.
Or they said, well, you're showing a lack of faith by even objecting to that. Don't you know we're all going to be raptured away? So the Bible is very ambiguous.
They're going to accept
whether
the devil.
Whether there is or isn't a rapture, it doesn't matter.
You're to fight evil.
I got to say that if the folks who believe in a rapture are wrong, then here's what's going to happen. When it actually does come time to either put your head in the guillotine and be beheaded or take the mark of the beast, you know that the devil's going to be saying to all the Christians who believed in
the rapture, this is Jesus.
They're going to say, no, they're actually going to say, your God isn't real. He didn't save you. That's all a fairy tale.
Oh, these people, it's so demonic, these churches. Well, let's jam in a call, Julius. No. First up was Mike in Tennessee, 1600 AM, WMQM, I believe is the call letters. Go ahead, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jones and Dr. Albright. February 4th was a deadline for completing your United States 2012 Census of Agriculture, which required you to list everything that you have on any piece of farming property, animals and everything. And yesterday was the deadline.
Yeah, I don't fill any of it out. It's all fraudulent. And they lie and say U.S. code, you have to do it. U.S. code, you just got to say how many people live there. It's all a fraud. But, yeah, the census is part of this.
This is the agriculture census. Yesterday was the deadline for the Federal Animal Disease Traceability Rule. It took effect yesterday, requiring tattooing, tagging, and otherwise marking of every animal.
Stay, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. We're doing a little bit of overdrive, but let me just explain something to everybody, okay? We have a ranch. We have a farm. The animal ID, the premises ID, it's all color of law. They tell you it's the law to vaccinate your kids. There is no law in any state in the union. There's a waiver you get for it. But it's not even a waiver to a law. It's a regulation. It's a hoax. And yes, I'm aware of all that. We'll come right back to you. But this is part of the takeover of the food supply. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.